You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. Welcome. This is Elizabeth Powell. And
this is Joseph.
And this is Dan.
Yeah, we have a guest speaker tonight, which is awesome. So to give you a little recap of what we're going to be doing first. So welcome, it's Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph, and Dan's our guest speaker tonight. And so what we're going to be doing is teaching people how to trade and learn a little bit more about. Tonight we're specializing in crypto, meme coins, how to trade, how to do analytics, how to read charts, get all the information. We're also sponsored by AI Signals, so you can go on to aisignalbot.xyz and get some more information and join us in our TG and get some of the posts that we're going to be posting tonight too. We're going to give you some information on how to read meme coins, how to see when meme coins are coming over, altcoins, ETH, BTC, all that fun stuff. And then also look at the analytics. So we're going to explain to you on how to look at a token and see if it's safe and how to read it by utilizing TTF. And that's why we have our wonderful guest speaker tonight, the co-founder and CMO of TTF. And so we're going to go over that in just a few minutes, but we're going to say hi to everybody first.
Hello, hello. As usual, Joseph here. And I'm super excited today to dive deeper into TTF and to trading alongside Dan, the co-founder and CMO of TTF, an absolute mastermind in analytics who has created some of the best, if not the best, analytics in all of meme coins and crypto. So Dan, if you want to take away and give a little bit of background about yourself and then we'll get it rolling.
Yes, thank you for those introductions, Elizabeth and Joseph, and the compliments. So yeah, I'm Dan. I founded TTF about a year ago, and I've been playing around crypto for now a good 3 years. This is my only project and my first project, and it's a project that I felt strongly about bringing to the crypto world to provide people data analytics to help them or allow them to trade a little smarter, a little bit more diligent, and a little bit more safer by giving this data, which is for some people very difficult to come across, very hard or very tedious, and that's pretty much it. So I'm from Canada, and I've been working on TTF for a year now. Launched about 9-10 months ago now, and originally in beta, and it's currently widely used in over 20,000 groups. The daily usage is 80 to 100,000 scans a day with it. So it's doing what it's designed to do, and I'm very happy for that. People are using it. It's helping people. It's giving them some valuable data quickly at their fingertips. And very happy to be here and glad to be able to talk about it. Well, thanks for having me.
Thank you. So let's give a little bit of background on tokens and analytics and how we came across it and what we do. So we search for, like when you're searching to do a trade or you're looking into ETH, which Ethereum or BTC, Bitcoin, or any of the altcoins or any of the meme coins, when a new token launches, you don't know if it's quote unquote safe. And so before, what you would have to do is go search around like 7 to 10 different websites and verify and get all the detailed analytics and all the information and verify if the contract is renounced, if it's verified, if the taxes are lowered, what the holder percentage count is, if it had a quote honeypot, which we'll explain later on what that is too. And you had to go from website to website and try and find all the detailed information and find all the analytics about a token and then look at the chart and then go in and verify it and go into DEX tools and update all the information. And by that time that you're doing all the research and trying to come up with all the information, it could take you a minimum of 15 minutes, sometimes a couple of hours just doing research to verify when a token launches, if it's safe or not. And so what TTF has done now is it takes the contract address or it takes Dex Tools information. And as soon as you put it into the TTF bot, it will scan it and give you all the analytics and all the detailed information within milliseconds. And so we utilize it with AI signals also, because every single time that we have a new token come over, it'll update the information and give the information live so that you don't have to go searching for 15 minutes to 2 hours just to find out the information on a token when it's coming over. And it gives all the detailed analytics within milliseconds, and it updates as soon as new information comes to. So it's scanning all that for us. And so we don't have to go searching and looking for all the information. We get it within right away, and we're able to take a look at it. So it'll also give you the name of the token. It'll give you the contract address. It'll tell you if it's suspicious or not. It gives you if the deployer has been renounced. It gives you the deployer address, what chain it's on. And we'll go into more detail about that too, because TTF also specializes in other chains too. But tonight we're talking about Ethereum. It'll also give you quick links to access snipers. And I know I'm giving you a recap briefly over everything, and we're going to go over more detailed information, but I want to give you just a recap of what it does. And it also gives you the market cap. So the market cap is how we determine if a token is good or strong or not. And then the liquid too, which is called the LP. And so that tells you what kind of asset is in the token so that we can verify that the token is safe and that it has backing with an asset. And then the chain it's on, the market cap, the LP, if it's locked or not, the taxes. Taxes are kind of like a royalty. It's what the developer and the team gets to provide for utility, to pay for the team, to pay for marketing, to pay for other information. The gas on the buy, the gas on the sell. I'm giving you a really quick recap on everything, and then we'll go over again in more detail. The price, what it launched at, what the first market cap was on launch. So a launch on a token is when the token first takes off, when the token's first put to the market. And so it's hypothetically, an example would be if Tesla was an IPO and Tesla became the first stock that they launched and they put the Tesla stock out there for $2. A first market cap is like similar to an IPO or a stock launching. It's the first price that comes out. So it'll tell you the first price that the market cap was. And then it'll also give you the all-time high. And this is what differentiates TTF from all the other analytics and all the other analyzers that will scan tokens and give you updated information. TTF gives you the all-time high, which is critical because then you can tell if a token's been around for a long time, if it's brand new, if it's a revival, if it's an old token, a new token, what type of a token it is. And that's not usually found in other analytics. And so that's what differentiates TTF and what makes them special. It also gives you the age so you can see how old the token is. So if the token's 7 days or 300 days old, you know it's an older token and it's a revival, versus if it's 5 minutes old, it means it just launched. It also gives you the price. So the price is like how much did it cost? So if it's 1 cent or 10 cents or 20 cents, it's the price per token. And then the holders, how many holders are on it, what the percentage of holders are. And so when we look at our analytics, we also want to look at if there's a million tokens out there, a million coins in the actual token. If a holder is holding 200,000 of them, that's how much the percentage that they own of that token. So that's important too, to find out what the percentage is of all the holders. It'll also give you the team wallets. It'll chart things out for you. It'll give you a scan. History, the team information, if there were any airdrops, also the callers that have called on it. And again, we're going to go over this, but I'm just giving you a brief rundown of all the detailed information that comes over. And so every single time that we have a token that our predictive modeling gives the token for, it'll scan all the detailed information with TTF and then give the updated information to verify if the token's safe or not.
Pretty in-depth explanation for a little bit of a recap. And I think basically, if for in simple terms, TTF in combination with AI signals provides you the information that you need in order to make a very well-versed decision when looking to buy into a coin, or when looking to sell into a coin, or what coins to avoid at that. So you can avoid the ones that are quote-unquote honeypots, and get into the ones that are going to shoot for those 10 to 20 to 30Xs. And also make sure that you're not buying the bottoms, the absolute bottom or the absolute top, and you're not losing money. Dan, you have anything to add?
No, that's pretty thorough briefing of, basically there's so much information. There's a ton, and there's takeaways with a lot of that information. Like you said, whether it's looking at the launch market cap, the all-time high, the age, all that information, it's not only the data that it provides to try to make it actionable and turn it into a better decision, but, it's also educational, because a lot of this information, a lot of people have trouble even determining what to do with it. So the more you look at it, the more you think about it, the more you educate yourself as well by just going over this type of information. So, yeah, so that's a good explanation of what's on the reports. And like Elizabeth said, we'll deep dive.
Perfect. And I think prior to us jumping in, you said you added something called bubble maps. I think that's something we're going to dive into as well. But that feature as well, as Elizabeth said, the holder count, and it'll show you the links between the holders as well, and how much percentage people own. And that's something that's very well respected in this space, to have a bubble maps function, so you can see what to look out for. Let's see if there's any airdrops, for example. Airdrops are basically the team wallets sending out tokens to people or additional wallets of their own looking to sell the token. That usually occurs when the token has 0-0 tax, meaning there is a 0% tax. And the only way that the team can make money is if they sell their own tokens. That is something that is key to look for when analyzing a chart or a token in general.
100%. It's basically insider trading, you know. That's what it comes down to. For them to get some money into the project or take money out of the project, they have to trade tokens, because there's no other sources of revenue or tax fees.
Exactly.
So I know that we have a big range of audience with us right now. So a lot of you may be new beginners in trading and don't even know what a token is. To very extensive advanced traders. And so we're going to give like a little recap on just for the beginners to understand kind of where we're coming from and what we're talking about on this segment. And then this will be also something that you can come back to as you become more experienced and become better in crypto or better in trading. You can come back to this segment and then listen to it. And every single time you listen to it, you'll probably pick up some new information again that you didn't understand before. And as you learn more about it, you'll understand it as we're talking in detail. And I know a lot of this terminology is kind of new and unknown for the beginning trader. More advanced traders, they even learn something every single time they listen to it. So we're talking about different ways to trade, different investments, different things to pursue. And so a lot of you probably have been hearing, like in our last couple of segments, we talked about how Ethereum, which is one of the primary crypto coins, and then Bitcoin, the other one, which was the first one that pretty much everybody knew about, has been having a big run in the market. We've had a lot of volume in the market, which means the price has gone up. And so since October, and we've almost, let's see, we went from about 1600 and we hit 3870 this morning.
I could pull that up on my screen share.
Okay, yeah. So Ethereum has been, we've been talking about it, but one of the big key factors that has been propelling it is Bitcoin has released an ETF or doing an ETF, and Ethereum anticipates having an ETF, which means that now crypto can come into mainstream. So we're able to now bring it over to financial planners, into mutual funds, into other asset portfolios and retirement portfolios and investing portfolios. And so crypto always has been kind of deemed as like a high risk, but now Ethereum and Bitcoin is a lot more stable, but the returns are a lot greater than the normal stock returns. Like normal stock returns, you'll get an average of 8 to 12% annually. Where in crypto right now, we've already did about a 250% ROI just in 4 months. It went 2.5 times just on Ethereum and Bitcoin. And if you go into the altcoins, which are the smaller versions of the coins, the returns are greater because the risk is greater too. And so that's what we're trying to hear to teach you how to evaluate those risks, how to get all the information on each coin and to understand what it does. So not only are we going to teach you how to read charts, how to analyze, but we're going to teach you on one of our specialties, which is meme coins and what AI signal scans and what AI signal reports and what it predicts on to get the highest returns possible, but also to teach you how to get into the lowest entry and to de-risk and then also pull out profit as you go along and then keep in money for your investment, but teach you how to do that too. So Ethereum hit, what did it hit today? 30 this morning, 38 something, 3870, I think it was.
Yeah, it reached a certain level. Let me check.
So the other thing too is AI Signals reports three different types of tokens. It does new launches. It does revivals, which we talked about a timestamp. So revivals are a token that starts to move on the chart and it'll start to ping. We call it ping. It means that the information comes over and it tells you that it's a highly probability that the token's about ready to have an upward movement. And so it'll start pinging, which means it'll display the information and come over and tell you that it's time to get into the token. And then it also has stables that ping over. So stables are what I talked about before, WEATH, USDC, DAI, and Tether. And so when those start to ping, it always predicts that Ethereum and Bitcoin is about ready to move upwards on the chart. And it gives the analytics and the pinging 24 to 48 hours in advance. And every single time that there's a movement on the chart, we'll start getting pinged heavily. And it'll tell us that it's a prediction that it's about ready to go on an upward movement on the chart. And so all the entry points from 1400, 1600 back in October, and then each one in November, December, January, February, March, and then in the last couple of days, it's told us that we were going to have an upward movement on the chart. And as we said last week, I think we were at 3100 and now we've hit 38 something and change. And then the week before that, I think we were at 2700. So it's been predicting each time that we've had an upward movement on the chart. And that's just one of the tokens that it's doing. But we're introducing you into, if you're new, like introducing you to different pieces of crypto. And then as you get more advanced, then you can start trading into the other ones. But if you use the same trading philosophy across the board on most everything, you'll be safe. So we're trying to apply how to learn how to trade safely, correctly, how to pull out profit, how not to lose money. And again, this is all educational purposes. This is for entertainment only. I do have a master's in finance, but I can't give financial advice. So we always have to do our little disclaimer. So we're trying to give you knowledge. We're trying to teach you. We're trying to educate you. And then we want you to make your own informed decision. Always consult with your CPA. Consult with whoever your financial planner is. Consult with whoever your stockbroker or the other people are that are selling these coins. And then we'll also show you different ways to purchase the coins on your own too. But so what did Ethereum hit? What was the high? Did you pull
ETH
that up?
ETH hit today at all-time high, 3820.
Oh, I thought it hit like 3870. Okay, 3822 is good.
Well, if it hit 3870, we'd be jumping off the rooftops.
I thought it did, but maybe not. Okay. And then let's see, what is it at right now?
Right now we had a pullback is at 3527.
Right. So we had a big run. A run means that the chart's going green and going up, and the price keeps going up. And so whenever there is a run on a chart, it's predictable that people will profit take. And so and that's what we're going to teach you, how to profit take. So profit take in small increments as the chart's going green up, but people will profit take, which will cause a dip. It's called a dip when the chart goes reverse and it goes from green to red and goes back down a little bit. But that's normal. This is what always happens. And then once they get their profit back in, then people start to buy back in again, and then the chart will go green. But this is Ethereum. So this is like one of the majors. Bitcoin, can you pull Bitcoin up too on the chart?
Of course.
So Bitcoin has also had a big run. It's been green on the chart. The price has almost went to its all-time high, I believe, right? We were like 69 or something. I'm going off of all his memory.
I'm going to have to put that in the day so we can check it out because there's a lot of movement. So their Bitcoin's ATH was around 70, we'll call it.
Okay. So we've been, we're doing audio with you guys now. So if you're listening on the radio, you're driving home on traffic, you're able to listen to us. If you're around your computer, you can go online and actually look at the charts. We're displaying the charts also live. So if you're around a computer or a laptop or on your cell phone, you can access this information. You can see what we're posting and talking about at the same time. But the goal is to get you in to understand how crypto is, what crypto is, what the risk and reward is, and then give you a little bit more education and knowledge so you understand. And then we trade also in Ethereum and Bitcoin is one of the more stables of crypto, and it's been running, quote unquote, which means that the price has been going up on the charts. And every week we've been reporting and telling you what the movement is. Our AI signals gives predictive indicators to give you analytics to tell you if it's going to start to move green on the chart. And so every price point that it has, it's been predicting at 20 to 48. Then we also have altcoins. Altcoins are a little bit more safer than meme coins, but they're a higher risk than Ethereum and Bitcoin. They have higher volatility, but they also move faster. So that means that they can move up or down faster too. And then the thing that we specialize in are meme coins. And there's another derogative word that I'm not going to say on the radio, but they're slang. So if you go in and you just go into Twitter and like search meme coins, you can get a whole bunch of different coins in there. If you go onto AISignalBot.xyz, you can link into our Telegram and to our Twitter and to get more information too. We are also a coin and also a predictive modeling that gives you information like trading. If you traded stocks, bonds, futures, options, it'll give you all the detailed information on how to enter safely. And we also teach people how to trade in our Telegram too. But it gives all the analytics so that it comes over in live format and also updates with TTF. So what did you, were you able to pull up Bitcoin?
I've had it. Yeah, I've had it up. I switched AI Signal. You started talking about it. I was ready to switch over to Twitter when you said that.
Okay, so what's our what was Bitcoin's at?
Bitcoin's high today. Oh my.
Was ATH at all then?
Oh, ATH at all was 70.
We're really close. I think
we are very close. We almost have 70. It peaked out at around 68.9.
Yeah, very close.
68,900, almost 69,000. So it's getting very, very close to reaching the ATH of Bitcoin, but it is hitting a resistance around here because it's people trying to sell the top because people get scared when the tokens or stables start reaching their all-time highs. They want to take profits because they think it's the highest it's going to go. These are the unexperienced traders or the people who don't have as much knowledge in the space looking to get exits before, we'll say, everybody else who knows what's going to happen in the space is going to exit. We are expecting the Bitcoin halving. I think it's next month. I believe it is. And there will be some price action around that. And not financial advice. Everything we say here, always do your own research. Nothing here is not financial advice. It's purely for entertainment, educational purposes. If you have been paying attention to the news, people are predicting that Bitcoin will go to 100K. There is some standing behind that with all the hype and everything driving it, coming up to the Bitcoin halving, meaning the price at whatever it is will be half of what it is, and each Bitcoin will be split in two. So if you own one Bitcoin, you will essentially own two after the halving.
So it's similar to reference to stocks for new traders. If a stock is doing a split, you'll have one stock will turn into two stocks. And so a half on Bitcoin means that if you own one Bitcoin, it'll split into two. So it's a similar analogy. So you can understand if you trade stocks or you invest in stocks, it's the same thing what's happening with the coin on Bitcoin. One will turn into two. And so they anticipate whenever you have a lower entry price, it's easier for people to get into the market. And so that's one of the reasons why they do that split where they do the half. Is because a price of 69,000 seems unattainable, but people don't know you can buy it in fragment shares. So you don't have to buy one whole Bitcoin to invest. You can buy $10 worth of Bitcoin or $5 worth of Bitcoin if you wanted to. But a lot of people don't know that. So when they split it into two, it looks like a lower entry point. And so it increases the market share based off of that. The same thing when they take a stock and they take one stock and split it into two, it creates a lower entry to barrier, which makes it easier for most people to attain. And what people don't understand in crypto is you don't have to buy one whole token. You can buy a percentage of a token or multiple tokens or a fraction of a token.
Yeah, you can own 0.5, 0.2, 0.1 of a whole Bitcoin and you are fine. You can acquire any value associated with it. So let's say Bitcoin's at 63K where it is right now, and you want to put 10K into Bitcoin, you can buy $10,000 worth of Bitcoin rather than buying one full Bitcoin. And you'll just own a portion of a full Bitcoin. You don't need to own a full one. Simple metrics.
So now we're going to go, now that we've covered what crypto is, or at least a brief scenario, if we have more detailed information on our last segment. So if you want to go back into our archives, listen to last week, we talked about crypto also. And so it gave more detailed information. And this is just one of our segments. We'll talk about different investment strategies in the future. But today, this is what we're talking about. And so we're going to talk about meme coins now. And the platform that we've developed, it takes 50 to 75 different indicators and variables and combines it with artificial intelligence and then develops a high predictive model on which tokens have a high statistic that they're going to increase in value. And in meme coins, they increase in value rapidly. So they'll go up, and this, the terminology is when they go up green on the chart, they run. It's like something running. It's running up the hill. It's a chart is running. It's green. And then if they tank or they go reverse or they go red on the chart, they go down. So they're very volatile. They'll go up green and down red, quick and fast. And sometimes they'll be stable and they'll stay up there and they'll go from 2,000 to 10,000 on the market cap all the way up to 200 million. And sometimes within an hour, sometimes within 7 days. But the return on investment is very high. It's usually around a 3x within an hour to 24 hours minimum, up to a 20x to up to a 2000x to where Grok hit 13,000x on the return of investment. But you also don't want to stay into the trade and you want to learn as much as you can about it. And so that's what we're going to go over today. Now we have about 20 minutes to go over it, but we wanted to give you a recap so that we're not just throwing you into something. And so AI Signal, we're going to go over what TTF analytics are when a token comes over. And so let's go and look into it. If you go onto aisignalbot.xyz, you can access our information. And then we're going to go into one of our channels, which is called the AI Signal Platinum Entry. And just look at a couple of tokens. Let's see. So today we've had about 2,000 pings already. Let's look for something stable. So we're going to look at the MAI token. This is not financial advice. I'm not recommending to buy. This is an older token, so it's considered a revival. It just came over. It's one of, they pinged at 431.
Oh, perfect.
So the way the AI signal works is it comes over, you'll get the token information, the market cap, and how many times it's pinged. And then when you look at the TTF analytics, this is how we look at a trade. We look to verify what the timestamp is, so like how old it is. And this one is a day old. Oh, it's only a day old, so I thought it was an older one. And then you also look at the all-time high, and the ATH is the all-time high. So it hit a 4.34 mil. Market cap, the first ping, the first launch was at 8.3K. So it's already done a 511X within 24 hours, which is a 511 times 100% is if you want to calculate out the percentage on the return on investment. But let's look at it. So we're going to look at MAI. And so MAI is a token. This is not financial advice. It's already at its all-time high, it looks like. It gives you the contract address and the information. It gives you the price of the token. I'm just looking at the ping first. and then the total calls. And the total calls so far, it's pinged 55 times today. So it's given 55 different entry points. And then now we're going to look at TTF bot and do the analytics on it. And that's why Dan's here, even though we've been talking. Hi, Dan, you're still here.
I'm still here. I'm following along.
Okay. So chirp in on this part when I'm giving the analytics, see if I'm forgetting anything. I've been trading too long. So it's giving us the information on TTF. And so we get the ping come over and then we look at the analytics. And the analytics is going to tell you all the detailed information. We did a quick recap on the entry of this segment. So the name of the token is called Mine, M-I-N-E-A-I. This is not financial advice. Do not go ahead and buy this. I'm just giving you a recap. Mine, she gives an endorsement or something. So it gives the information on the top. It gives you any warnings on the top. So what you always want to look at is the warnings. And so it's saying the max wallet, max transaction, set tax, and blacklist. It also gives you the deployer number, like the contract address for the deployer. So you can click onto that and get the deployer, which the deployer is where the contract came from, where they put the liquid into it. And before they launched it, that's the actual physical address that the token was launched from. And then it'll give you the owner. And if it says renounced, renounced means that the team has launched the token and now they've renounced it, which means that they can't do any other functions onto the contract once they renounce the contract. They can't change the code or do anything else with the code unless they have a quote unquote thing that they've built into it, like a backdoor where they have access to it still, or they have a way to manipulate the code on the back side. But we would usually get a warning on top if there was a way for them to do that.
Yeah.
But as of right now, the contract says it's renounced, which renounced means that they can't change the code. So whatever is done to the token is going to remain with the token forever. That's, you can't renounce. Once you renounce, you can't change the code. And all of these are done on smart contracts on the Ethereum. So when they launch it onto Ethereum, it's done in a smart contract. And so it's put onto the blockchain. And so it's put out there for everyone to see. And the segment goes from different verifications on the blockchain. And then it becomes a permanent contract. And then the chain is Ethereum. And the age is one day old. So we don't have a timestamp necessarily because it's over a day. If it's under 24 hours, it'll tell you what the hours are. If it's over 24 hours, it'll give it to you in the days. And then we also have links on there. So you can link. With TTF, it has links to SniperBot. So if you want to execute quickly and you wanted to purchase this token, you could click on the link and go to your SniperBot and then execute and buy or sell that token quickly. Then it has the MC, which is the market cap. The market cap's listed at 4.23 mil on the one that I'm looking at. This updates with every millisecond, every single time it pings over. We're looking at a stagnant piece of data right now so that you guys can read it and see what it's going on. And it'll give you the liquid. Well, the liquid means how much money is put into the token as the asset to give the token value. And every single time somebody buys a token, they add more liquid into it, which increases the market cap. And when they sell the token, then they deplete part of the liquid, which decreases the market cap. And then it has an LP lock. LP lock means that they cannot take that money that's giving the asset to the token until the lock expires. And this lock is for 363 days. So it states here that it's 363 days and it's through Unicrypt. And then the taxes, this is something important. Taxes, again, like we stated before, it's what pays the team. It gives stability to the token. It's able to pay for marketing. It's able to bring callers in to promote the token. It's a cash flow for the business so that the team doesn't sell off their tokens, but it gives them cash flow so that they can promote the business, which is a token, put it to market, pay for marketing, pay for callers, pay for technology, utility, whatever they have on the token, also pay for the team and then keep it stable. The taxes are at 5.5. So I'm going to pause again for a second.
I'm going to add on to something Elizabeth said at the top here, if there is something that shows up, and this is me on the screen share directly talking about the screen share. If you're not on here and you are close to a computer, take your time. jump it on a mobile device or on your computer and tune into the stream so you can learn more about exactly what we're showing rather than just listening and just going with the flow. That is if you're available. If not, definitely watch the recap afterwards so you can find out exactly what we were pointing at to get more information on it. But at the top of the TTF analytics, if there is an external contract, and it will say external contract and list the contract name, that usually means that there is a backdoor and they can transfer their ownership to that external contract and then modify the taxes per se or pull the liquidity. And there's different ways that they can go about it. But the way that TTF is set up is it shows you all the different possibilities that can happen with the token right up at the top and all the warnings that you need to look out for.
Yeah, I'll add to that as well. So for all the listeners out there, you know, it scans. It'll start by, you know, giving you the name of the project. There's a token name assigned to it. There's a ticker or a symbol attached to it. And the warnings that it shows is normally referred to as functions. So when what's called the deployer, so when a project owner deploys a contract, he's the deployer, and the deployer, who's usually always the owner at the same time when they deploy it, has access to work with these functions. So functions meaning you can make changes to the contract. So that's why there are warnings, because some of the changes can essentially make it impossible for you to sell the token, lock you out of your tokens. It can do things like in this case, the Mine AI, which is the one we're looking at. If I just look at those functions real quick, maximum wallet is just a limit you can increase or decrease. And if there's somebody has a large holding, sometimes the team has a reserve and they increase the maximum wallet to 100%. Well, that means in one transaction or one wallet can hold so many tokens, and therefore it creates a high risk because there's also a max transaction that's associated with that. They can sell it all in one transaction and essentially tank the token, the chart. You know, what's normally sometimes often considered as a rug pull, where they kind of empty the liquidity pool by just selling a whole huge amount of tokens. Then there's a set tax function in there where if they increase the tax really high, like 50% or 100%, then if a token is taxed 100% for each transaction, essentially you can't really sell it. So that's why it's a warning. So an owner has the capability of doing these things with these functions. And another one here is blacklist. And what that means is a holder can get blacklisted. So each holder has a wallet, and that wallet can be set up to blacklist, which means at that point they can no longer sell their tokens. But as Elizabeth mentioned, the owner can also be renounced. What happens is once the owner is renounced, and why people renounce it is so that they can no longer change any of these functions. So a lot of those warnings and those functions can no longer be changed because the owner has been renounced, which means the original deployer owner can no longer make any of those changes. And that makes people feel really safe, with the exception of what Joseph mentioned. Sometimes there are external contracts attached to the main smart contract, which can create a backdoor, which can make changes behind the scenes, even though the owner is renounced due to that link. So an external contract can do some nasty business. You know, it could change the taxes even though it's not supposed to. It can change the maximum transaction. A common practice for some of the malicious users out there or deployers, it'll even make the maximum transactions very, very small, so small that you can't even, you won't, there's no point in selling your token because it's just too tiny. So that's what the warning's about, how to read them, how they can be changed once there's an owner. And after the owner's renounced, they can no longer be changed. So at that point, you want to look out for any other connected contracts to it.
Yeah, that basically says it all, and it flows off the tongue better for you because you created it.
Yes, and I'm used to looking at the data. It comes a little bit more naturally. Trying to also explain it in a way where listeners were not looking at these names and these functions. hopefully can follow a little bit better, you know? And that can continue going on, the different types of data people should look at and what it might mean. So as Elizabeth was saying, you know, it'll show information like which chain is the smart contract on and the age. And the links provided are just multiple tools that people will use to purchase the token, also referred to as sniping, which means purchasing it really fast at launch. So there's a lot of Telegram bots that allow people to do that efficiently. And then it'll provide some other data, such as the market cap, which is the value worth, and so some of the other things that Elizabeth was, I don't want to actually repeat the same things. But the liquidity level, though, I want to say that, so the market cap is one metric. So in this case, MineAI is at 4.18 million, and the liquidity pool is at 170K. All that means is that when somebody creates a token, they need to pair the token. So the tokens are minted. A certain amount of tokens are created. In this case, we have 100 million tokens. These tokens have no initial value once they're minted and created. But when they pair it, a form of collateralizing it, they pair it with Ethereum. So this means that there's 170K of Ethereum paired to these 100 million tokens at this time. And that gives it more of its true value, even though the market cap is high. But because it's paired, both the token supply and the Ethereum paired to it is taken into the consideration in the math. And what makes it also very volatile, depending how drastic that ratio is. If there's not a lot of Ethereum paired to it, it creates a lot more volatility with the volume. And then force locking it. So the other thing you mentioned is when you lock this liquidity pool, it means that it cannot just be taken and walked away. It cannot be pulled out of the token and then it loses all its value. So regardless of the market cap, somebody can just withdraw the Ethereum that they locked in and then there's no value left for people to sell. They just have tokens that have no ETH to collateralize as collateral against it. So that's what would be called a rug pull. They basically pull the liquidity from under you and you're left with nothing. But when it's locked, it means they can't. In this case, 363 days, it cannot be touched that way, and so forth. And then, you know, there's a lot of tokens have taxes, which collect a kind of like a fee. These taxes are used to kind of like crowdfunding, you know, projects. They start up, they're startups in most cases. They need some funding for marketing, for development, and so forth. So they'll charge a tax fee and use these funds accordingly to fund the project. And sometimes they get changed, they can get lowered and so forth. And if I don't know if you'd like me to continue, but there's more data there, or Elizabeth, if you want to take over from here, because I can go on talking about that all day. And I'm not sure how deep I want to go into. I want to try to keep it simple too.
Right. So we have 5 minutes too. I know we talked a lot and we could talk about tokens and analytics for like hours and hours and hours and hours. Yeah. It's like things that we have a passion for and we watch daily and we like, we're trying to teach people how to do it safe and correct also. So that's why I love that you're on with us right now so you can explain it too. Because a lot of people don't understand this. A lot of people go in blindly. A lot of people just buy assets and not know what they are and not know how it works. And so it's wonderful for them to understand how to use it. And so that's what we're trying to give everybody as much information as possible so they can make educated decisions and not just go in blindly. Give us a couple of things that are like key when you look at the analytics that you look for.
Yeah. So we went over the deployment and then there's some metrics of the locks and the market cap, the taxes. We also showed the gas fees, which is it's a transaction fee on the Ethereum network. So when somebody makes a buy or a sell of a token or any type of transaction, there are associated fees that the miners, you know, the Ethereum that operates the Ethereum network. And then we'll display what is the value of the maximum transaction an individual can make, what is the maximum wallet, how much he can hold in one token. We'll also show the 24-hour performance of that token. So it's a quick view to see how well it's been doing the last 24 hours, up or down. We'll show how much volume has been generated on this token. People get to see how active or inactive it is, how many buys and sells were made. So if people see a high number of buyers and a lower number of sellers, it's usually a good sign, you know? It depends on the volume, of course, but like in this case, we have 670 buys made in the past day and 376 sells. So that would indicate chances are there's a lot of buy pressure more than sell, and chances are this token is increasing. And of course, I can see here that in the past 24 hours, it has increased almost 500% inbound. And then we provide more links to DEXs. So different people can go pull up a chart on any DEX. I provide several links to the most common ones, and they can go chart it there and do other things very easily. We'll show the price per token, which is related to the supply. So the price multiplied by the supply, circulating supply, is usually the total market cap. We'll show at what market cap was launched when it first launched, and its all-time high, as mentioned. So it gives you a good picture, you know, where did it start when it came out? What was its highest peak during the time of its existence? And if you see a large gaps, you can maybe better gauge which stage is it at. Is it close to its high? Is it back down? Is it very low from its all-time high, meaning there was a lot of sell pressure, or potentially it's even dying out?
We're going to have to wrap it up right now, too.
Yeah, sure.
It's been awesome. Like, I'm so happy that you came on. We'll have to have you on another time, too. But everybody go on to TTF. You can go into the Telegram if you want to give the information for that. If you have that information. If not, we'll post it also.
I have this up here.
And you can go on to AISignalBot.xyz and then get all the links and go into our Telegram, and we'll post it also. And then TTF is the analytics that comes over on it, if you want to give some information. And then
we'll wrap it up.
Yeah. No, that's it. And that's the saying. With analytics, there's just so much information out there. So a lot to learn. And that's why I said, and, you know, to wrap it up, that it's educational. Like, reading the data is one thing, and then understanding it and being able to take action. So making use of that kind of data is very educational as well.
And then TTF gives all the analytics. That's what we use. And it gives it within milliseconds and up to date every single time it comes over. So that's what's wonderful about it. You're able to make an informed decision right away versus taking 30 minutes to 7 hours of research to find the same information. It's all there, right there for you. But thank you so much. Thank you for coming on. And we have to have you back. It was fun.
For sure.
Yeah, there's so much information. And the more people learn, the better educated they are, the better they can be as a trader and financially, and then get a piece
of you know, I'm very happy to have been on. I thank you for having invited me, and I'm more than happy to keep coming and explaining different parts of the different data points, and people can continuously, you know, the more they hear it, the more they listen to it, they'll understand it better, and they'll get smarter. They'll understand how to trade crypto and how to stay safe, and how to make better informed decisions in the end.
Yes. Well, thank you again. Thank you, everybody, for joining us.
Thank you.
Yes.
We'll see you next Tuesday, 6 p.m. again, Pacific Standard Time on LA Talk Radio. So thank you again. And we had TTF as our guest speaker, Dan. And then this is Elizabeth and Joseph.
Yep.
Thank you.
You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.